Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about worthiness today and how to increase your self-worth and what it is. And we're just going to talk about self-worth, which if you've been around the self-help space, you've heard many, many times, but what is it, right? And how do you use the tools I've been teaching you on this program to increase your self-worth? In case you're new, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. All right, let's talk about worthiness. So the first thing I wrote in my notes as I was doing the research, as I was tuning in, was you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision that all the feelings of not being good enough are just false beliefs. They are lies. They are not true. And then you got to look at where they came from. And most of our issues around worthiness come from outside of us, right? It comes from things happened in our internal experience. Let's start again. God, that was so good. You know what? I don't want to start again. I just want to keep going. So they come from our external experiences throughout our life. I was going to say childhood, but I think it's throughout our whole life. That lead us to believe that we are not worthy and deserving of what we desire. We attract what we believe. And I know that sometimes that can be difficult to process. But I want you to, again, go back to what I always say on this program is that life is a mirror. It reflects back to you what you believe about yourself. And so if your self-worth is low, you are going to attract situations that mimic that low self-worth. So worthiness is internal. It's not based on anything outside of us. Though some of the science from the 70s, some of the research from the 70s, they did these, you know, experiments and they came up with these analyses that were all based on things outside of us that determined our worthiness. But that's not true, right? It's just not. If our worth was based on everything outside of us and what people thought of us, we would have no control over our lives. And the whole essence of self-worth is that we are in complete control of how we receive ourselves. So worthiness comes from knowing that you are perfect, whole, and complete exactly as you are. And if you need to turn that into an affirmation, do so. I am perfect, whole, and complete exactly as I am. This is your birthright. Your self-worth is your birthright. It's not something that you have to prove. It's not something that you have to earn. It's not something that you have to wait until it's so. It just is. So let go of perfectionism. And perfectionism is always rooted in the belief that you are not enough. That if you do things a certain way at a certain time, at a certain prosperity, somebody's going to recognize you and then deem you worthy. It just doesn't work that way, right? That takes all of our power away. It takes all of our free will away, if you will. Like the way we view ourselves determines the outcome of our life. So let go of needing to be perfect. Let go of the perspective of who you should be and just be you. Right now, in this moment, if you're listening to my voice, you are good enough, you are worthy, and you are deserving. Right now, exactly, whether you're in your pajamas, whether you're on a walk, whether you're preparing food, whether you have a perfect credit score or not, whether you have a shit ton of money in the bank or you don't, your checking account could be overdrawn, you could have no likes on any of the social medias, your man could have just left you, and you are still worthy and deserving of the life that you desire. Everything you desire for your life, you are worthy of. I'm going to say it again. Everything you desire in your life, you are worthy of. You don't have to be impressive, and you don't have to be better than another person. I think we, because we as a society are so consumed with how others view us, we have built into our energetic DNA that our self-worth is determined by something outside of us. It's not. It's not. If you're waiting for your external experience to look a certain way and then you decide you're worthy, then you're going to be waiting forever, right? You just have to decide, I am worthy. I am deserving. So we've been conditioned to think that we're unworthy. Now, to truly feel worthy, you have to separate the way you view your external world. Again, all your external experiences, the grades you got, the performance review, what your partner said, what your partner's mother said, what your friends say. You have to separate all of that out from who you really are within you. Use that affirmation, I'm perfect, whole, and complete, and really view yourself in a, it's almost like a force field. It's almost like a cocoon. It's an energetic space where what matters as you move throughout your experience is what is inside that space. And the only person that can control what's in that space is you. Right? And so if there is some junky stuff in there, be willing to kick it out. You have to believe you're worthy. You have to feel you are worthy. Worthiness, as I was doing this research, I realized, oh, worthiness is like another form of faith, right? So faith is what fuels the manifestation of our desires. Our self-worth is exactly the same way. The quality of our manifestations are based on how we view ourselves. So I want you to clear, cancel, delete. That's going old school. When I first started studying metaphysics, that was one of the first phrases I learned. Clear, cancel, delete. Any perspective, any thoughts, any words, anything you hear that makes you feel that you are unworthy, that makes you feel that you are not enough, that makes you feel that you have to prove yourself, that makes you feel that if you only worked harder, if you were only more perfect with your eating plan, if you were not broken, I want you to clear, cancel anything, clear, cancel, delete anything that leads you to believe that you are broken. Because here's the truth, my friends. You are not broken. You are not unqualified. You are not too damaged. You are not living up to a certain standard. You set the standard, right? And you can just decide there is no standard. You get to say, I move through my life a worthy and deserving person. And I don't have to be perfect in anything. I don't have to be the best in show. I can just be myself. And that is enough for my desires to manifest into form. You can trust what is right and true to you. You can live your life based on what is right and true for you. Let that be your standard. And then move through your journey in a way that makes you feel good. So you are not insignificant because of what you do or do not do. Nothing but you can make you feel worthy. I'll say it to you again, my friend. Nothing but you can make you feel worthy. So just start saying new words to yourself. I am worthy and deserving. Matter of fact, spend the whole day after you listen to this podcast, spend the next 24 hours, and every other thought, let it be, I am worthy and deserving. 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 I'm worthy and deserving because I am. I'm worthy and deserving of the life that I want. I'm worthy and deserving of the life that I'm living. I'm worthy and deserving of the air that I breathe. I'm worthy and deserving of all the blessings that Spirit has brought to me over the years. I am just worthy and deserving, period. Self-worth means you value yourself. You think well of yourself. You have a favorable opinion of yourself. So anything that makes you feel like, oh, I'm just not good enough. And much of it, you know, I think we pick it up in various forms. A lot of it comes from our younger years. But I do believe that even in adulthood, we can experience situations that challenge our worthiness, right? Yeah. You can start to say that, yes, I may have gone through that, and that thing maybe didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but I'm still worthy and deserving. I'm still worthy and deserving. So here's an exercise. A little counterintuitive, but I want you to make a list of all your flaws and shortcomings. And I don't want you to spend a whole lot of time thinking about this. I want you to do it in like 5 minutes flat. Just dump it out. Everything, every flaw, every shortcoming. My spirit guides are jumping in, they're saying even mistakes, just whatever comes to mind, write it down. And then I want you to review that list quickly. And I want you to tell yourself, no matter what's written on this page, no matter how bad I think I've been, no matter how badly I think I fucked up, no matter how imperfect I am, I know I am worthy of happiness, fulfillment, and love. I know that I am worthy of happiness, fulfillment, and love. So be okay with not being the best at everything. Let go of comparing yourselves to other people. And what you do is not who you are. What you do is not who you are. And no matter what, no matter which way the wind blows, no matter which thing happens in our society, no matter what occurs, you're worthy and deserving because you are. So I want you to practice unconditional love with yourself. And so the best way to describe unconditional love is to talk about what conditional love. I will love myself if this occurs. I will love myself if this works out in my favor. I will love myself if this. I will love myself. And sometimes my spirit guides are jumping in now and they're saying some of these contracts we have around our this conditional love, it's so subconscious. It's like, I can't love myself until I earn this. I can't love myself until somebody else loves me. I can't love myself until my business does this. I can't love myself until somebody loves me. I can't love myself until someone praises me. I can't love myself until I lose weight. I can't love myself until I have finished my education. I can't love myself until. Let all of that go, because that's really getting in the way of your ability to manifest into real form. We are vibrational beings. So whatever we're holding inside of us, that vibrational signal is going out. And then that vibrational signal, this is where the law of attraction is connecting to other like vibration, and then that is what we get. So what is going on within us in your little sphere of control really dictates what shows up in your world. So all you have to do is decide that the only thing inside of you is that you are worthy and deserving. You are lovable no matter what. So practice unconditional love with yourself. Appreciate yourself for exactly who you are. You know, one of the early metaphysical exercises I learned was Louise Hay, the mirror exercise. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't love it, but it is very powerful. If you want an answer, man, look in that little mirror and say, my biggest fear about this issue is, and looking into your own eyes will trigger the most on point intuitive message from within you. But in addition to that, you can use mirror work to just look into your own eyes exactly as you are. First thing in the morning, eye crusties and all, and say, I love and accept myself. And I know I am worthy and deserving because I am. So your self-worth is not based on your job. It's not based on your finances. It's not based on your attractiveness. It's not based on who's following you and your popularity. None of those things have any value as it relates to who you really are. So if you want to increase your self-worth, get to know yourself like you're your own best friend. Get to know yourself like you're your own lover. Get to know yourself in the way you want the world to know you. Honor, love, and appreciate yourself no matter what. And whatever it is that you want to do, just decide that you're worthy and deserving because you are. And I think one of the reasons why sometimes we get caught up, it goes back to a point I've already made, is that we are comparing ourselves to other people or we're in judgment of others. How did they get that? Don't even look at that. Just ignore the world and be yourself. Be yourself. That is probably one of the greatest gifts you could give yourself, is to say, I'm not paying attention to the world. I'm going to just be myself and follow what feels intuitively right to me, right? It's like me in this podcast, right? I started this podcast and I was like, it's good. It's good. I'm feeling like it's good. It's flowing. It's flowing. And then I trip up on something and I trip up on a word. Maybe I didn't say that. I was like, maybe I should start and re-record it. And it's like, no, because I'm worthy and deserving because I am. I love and accept myself exactly as I am. I know that I'm good enough, and that's all it needs to be. So I hope this show has been beneficial to you. Again, I'll say it one more time. You're worthy and deserving, period. Just for being human. It is your divine birthright, just like abundance. And all you have to do is remind yourself of that and live in the space of that. That there is no hindrance. There's no bar that's been set. There's nothing you need to do. You wake up in the morning, you look in that mirror, you're worthy and deserving because you are. You go to bed at night, no matter how your day went, you're worthy and deserving because you are. And then as a result of holding this vibration and truly loving and appreciating yourself, it's from that place that you will start to draw experiences to you that are in alignment with your highest and greatest good. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. If you're looking for a coach, again, I would love to support you. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the massive result package. Take a look at the elevate package. And until next time, we're going to encore this. You're worthy and deserving because you are. You are whole and complete because you are. It is your divine birthright to have everything that is on your heart, and just keep believing it and keep believing it and keep believing it. And who cares what other people are doing? It's just your experience. You're worthy and deserving because you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take care of yourself.